Alright, my friends, welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, there are days when that inner critic sounds like a full-blown Broadway production, complete with dramatic lighting, booming vocals, and enough negative self-talk to fill an entire stadium. We've all been there, right? That nagging voice whispering, not good enough, you could do better, or this is a disaster. But here's the thing. Perfectionism can be a real buzzkill, stealing our joy, crushing our confidence, and leaving us feeling utterly exhausted. So today, we're diving headfirst into the world of overcoming perfectionism and silencing that self-critical chatterbox. Because let's face it, life is way too short to be constantly chasing an impossible ideal. We want to live with intention, passion, and a whole lot less pressure, right? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from the shackles of perfectionism. First up, recognize that perfection is a myth. Seriously, it's like trying to catch smoke, elusive, fleeting, and ultimately impossible. There's always going to be room for improvement, a slightly better angle, or another detail to tweak. But guess what? That's the beauty of life. It's a journey, not a destination. So let go of the need to be flawless and embrace the messy, imperfect, wonderfully unique human experience. Next, shift your focus from external validation to internal fulfillment. Ever notice how we often seek approval from others' likes on social media, compliments, or praise? It's easy to get caught up in that external validation game, but true happiness comes from within. Ask yourself, what truly makes me feel proud and accomplished? What aligns with my values and brings me genuine joy? When you start prioritizing your own sense of fulfillment, the need for external approval fades away. You become more resilient to criticism and less likely to be swayed by others' opinions. It's about doing things because they matter to you, not just because someone else thinks they should. Third, practice self-compassion. Imagine treating a friend the way you sometimes treat yourself. Would you bombard them with negativity and harsh criticism? Probably not. So why do we extend that same level of cruelty to ourselves? Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Acknowledge your efforts, celebrate your wins, big or small, and learn from your missteps. You are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Fourth, set realistic expectations. Remember that striving for progress, not perfection, is the key. Break down large goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way and remember, it's okay to adjust your course as needed. Life is rarely a straight line, there will be twists, turns, and unexpected detours. And finally, learn to say no. You are not obligated to take on every responsibility or please everyone around you. Protect your time and energy by saying no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being and set boundaries. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember being in college, working on this huge project for my journalism class. I was aiming for perfection. Every sentence had to be flawless, every fact meticulously researched, every source perfectly cited. I spent hours poring over my work, tweaking, editing, and re-editing until I was practically seeing double. But guess what? By the time I submitted it, I was completely exhausted, burned out, and frankly, not even that proud of the final product. In the end, I learned a valuable lesson. Sometimes good enough is actually good enough. And you know what? Sometimes, letting go of perfection allows for more creativity, more spontaneity, and ultimately, a lot less stress. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways as you navigate your own journey. Embrace the power of imperfection. Find fulfillment within yourself. Practice self-compassion. Set realistic expectations. And learn to say no. And hey, if you feel like that inner critic is still having a field day, just remember. You are not defined by your mistakes, your flaws, or your imperfections. You are worthy, capable, and amazing just the way you are. Go out there, make some noise, and don't let perfectionism hold you back from living your best life. And if this resonated with you, do me a favor, share it with a friend who could use a little boost of mental fortitude. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.